This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Ask not for whom the global computer chip shortage cometh, because it cometh for Apple. So reports Bloomberg. The phone company that used to be a computer company is likely to cut production of its iPhone 13, putting it in the same chip-scarce boat as the automotive and appliance industries, among a bunch of others, as you know. Thing is, Apple had managed to stay above the fray and ahead of the shortages just because it's so big. But not anymore, and it ain't just Apple. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the semiconductor shortage situation report for this Wednesday.
Apple could end up producing 10 million fewer of its brand new iPhone 13s this year than it had planned. That's according to Daniel Ives at Wedbush Securities. He says that's telling.
They up to now have really seen Teflon-like ability to navigate the chip shortage, but ultimately the midnight struck on the clock and we're seeing the result accordingly.
Now, it's not because demand for the new iPhones isn't there. Apple just can't get some of the parts to make them, and one is all it takes. Chris Casso at Raymond James, a marketplace underwriter, says in this case, it's a camera assembly made in Vietnam, and a hiccup like that can throw the whole supply chain off.
With very tight supply conditions everywhere, there's just no more slack in the system.
Casso says that's something consumers are starting to realize when they see the delivery time for the phone they just bought is something like 6 weeks. Scott Kessler of the consultancy Third Bridge says not only are supply chains fragile,
there really is very little control over a lot of the determining factors that are dictating, you know, major delays in lead times that, frankly, is having a substantial impact on a variety of companies.
He says Apple's probably going to weather this storm better than most, but he expects tight supply chains will be the reality well into 2022, and we could even still be talking about them in early 2023. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.